The international community will meet in London on Tuesday to rally behind Somalia, which continues to face humanitarian challenges amid ongoing violence by the extremist group Al-Shabaab. The day-long conference is being hosted by the UN Humanitarian Affairs Office, OSHA, and the United Kingdom's Department of International Development, DFID. Helping communities to improve resilience is critical in Somalia, which suffered a drought in 2015 that has displaced some 2 million people. Deanne Penn has been speaking to Justin Brady, who heads OSHA's operation in the Horn of Africa country.
Yeah, the conference is hosted by OCHA and DFID of the United Kingdom, and the emphasis is to keep the focus on the humanitarian needs in Somalia, which, while having improved slightly at the end of last year from the rains that came in October and more so in November, remain historically high. So we don't want to lose the attention that's required for us to sustain an operation that was able to avoid famine in 2017, and the vulnerabilities continue into 2018 and required a continued humanitarian response, while at the same time we have initiated with the government activities to try and bring together humanitarian and development actors to find solutions to the drivers of crisis in Somalia.
Thank you. And you mentioned about the issue about rains coming. I wonder if you can just remind our listeners about the situation there in Somalia, which had been facing a drought.
Yeah, we've had a drought here extending. If we look back, it was actually August of 2015 when Somaliland, which is in the north of the country, first made an appeal for drought relief. That extended into Puntland in 2016, and by the end of 2016 had metastasized to the south of the country, where vulnerabilities are extremely high. We're looking now, we've had four consecutive rain seasons that were well below average and in some areas completely failed. So that, compounded by the continuing conflict in the country, which is typified by the Al-Shabaab, Al-Qaeda-linked group, as well as clan conflict, which is exacerbated by drought when resources are limited, have really created quite a situation where we've seen a doubling in the number of people who are internally displaced from just over a million to now well over 2 million, and food security and nutrition being at alarming rates.
And Mr. Brady, I wonder if you can also just remind us of what the UN is doing there in Somalia, how OCHA is assisting the people and OCHA and its partners?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, OCHA, we're responsible for the coordination of actors, both UN and non-governmental. we work very closely with the authorities where they exist and where they are active in humanitarian action. Last year saw also a lot of involvement from the diaspora, which is a constant supporter of the people here in Somalia, from their global diaspora, from the private sector, as well as from civil society themselves. Our job is to make sure that the information is clear to everyone where the needs exist, using an evidence-based system, and that we coordinate partners to bring the response that is required, be it in food security, nutrition, wash, health, protection, shelter, education. So it's really about sort of being the general contractor of the response here and making sure that everyone shows up on time and does their job, and certainly that has been the case in the past year. The past year has seen a big growth in the use of cash programming, giving those in need cash to purchase what they believe they require in order to subsist. And it's been very helpful and successful. And it's also put money into the Somali economy and helped the private sector continue to function well.
Mr. Brady, you used an acronym earlier, WASH. And for people who are not familiar with what that is, could you just explain that?
Yeah, sorry. Water sanitation and hygiene. So basically the provision of potable drinking water, sanitation and hygiene are particularly important. Last year, the biggest killer in the country was acute watery diarrhea and cholera, which are linked directly to the sanitation and hygiene conditions that people are living in and the quality of the water they're drinking. So it's a very key cluster of work that we have. We've done a lot of work to bring those water sanitation, hygiene, our health partners, our nutrition partners together in integrated responses, which has, again, proven very successful over the past year.
what do you hope will be the outcome? Is it a funding conference, or is it just to get more, as you mentioned, more support for the activity that's already ongoing in response to the humanitarian situation?
Yeah, it's a bit of both. We would like to see monetary pledges made. Some donors are not in a position to do so, but it's also to keep, as I said in the beginning, a focus on the situation here and make sure that it's well understood, not just by our donor representatives at the country level, who are great advocates for the work that's being done, but at the capital level, and they know that we are not out of the woods yet by any means.
Mr. Brady, thank you for speaking to us. I know it's getting late there. Is there anything further you think our audience needs to know about this London conference on Somalia or about the UN's Humanitarian Affairs Office's work there in Somalia?
Yeah, just to say it's not an accident. It's in London. DFID was a huge advocate for humanitarian action and preventing a famine in 2017, and they continue to show that leadership, and we are very grateful for that.